To close the show today, we take a look at what happens when the cultural landscape of your homeland is transformed overnight. Iranian visual artist and filmmaker Shireen Nishat left home to study here in the United States in 1974. While she was away, they started the revolution without her in Iran, rejecting Western values in favor of Islamic fundamentalism. After going back to Iran for the first time in the early 1990s, she began creating short, hauntingly beautiful black and white films that deal with the complicated roles of women in relation to Islam. In her film Turbulent, a woman draped in the traditional black chador stands on stage in an empty theater, singing an almost primal song. Her hands and face weave in and out of focus as the camera spins around her. Shireen Nishat talks about what it means to live between two very different cultures.
It's very hard to sort of comprehend the changes that had taken place or what was going on a daily basis, although I was following. But it was only when I went back after the revolution that I really became face to face with the reality of this very profound change that had taken place, and that the most striking part about it was how ideologically based suddenly the nation had become. The color was absent on the street level or on the physical level. That seems to me that everything suddenly had become black and white, and perhaps it was the fact that women were now wearing the black veil or the robes, mostly on dark clothes, and that seemed to be that so many things were forbidden to do, and it seemed like color became a taboo in some ways. Even though the main focus of the work is women, really the work touches on many issues outside of just the issues of women, and I think I just use the woman as the key tool to go about it, sort of a cultural study. And I think that women in Islam embody so much more than men, the value systems of the society. So in a way, by studying the woman, one could go about studying the culture. I really don't like the word exile. I think I always resist that, and I always resist the idea of living in exile. At the same time, I can't really deny it because my country happens to be a difficult one to go back and forth freely. I don't think myself as an artist in exile, but I see myself as an artist in between. I see an artist who doesn't quite belong anywhere. And so even if it's true, I don't want to believe it. I am a bridge, one could say, in my own way, in an artistic way, to make certain communication between two, not just different worlds, but opposite worlds. And I find that a very interesting place to be. I feel a certain richness of standing exactly where I'm standing, where I could have a good understanding of the West and a Western education and a good understanding of the Western art, yet I could also access and have a deep understanding and relationship to my own culture, which I happen to think is a fascinating culture. So I like being where I am, and I think of myself, I guess, as a bridge.
That's artist and filmmaker Shireen Nishat. You can see images of her work on our website at studio360.org.